The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the U.S. dollar index.
Well, signals on the stock market's direction, there's no better indicator than this. We're talking about the U.S. dollar index, and we want to keep a steady eye on the greenback as a risk sentiment gauge. You see, money managers view the asset as a statement of the current amount of available liquidity in the financial system. In short, a weak dollar points to ample funds available, while a strong dollar means it's harder to borrow. So hedge funds tend to be the most active institutional investors when it comes to turning over their positions. They typically leverage their portfolio by 3 to 5 times leverage to generate returns for their clients. So that kind of leverage on a $100 million portfolio means the assets traded would amount to $300 million to $500 million. But that's not always going to be the case. As we mentioned, a rising dollar means the cost to borrow funds and generate greater portfolio returns will rise, and that eats into money managers' profits. So it makes it harder for them to produce results and diminishes their interest in increasing risk exposure.
So it kind of sounds like a strong dollar is good for some, like American consumers benefiting from cheaper imports, but relatively not so good for others, like money managers. So what do they do then?
At that point, money managers tend to pull money out of growth investments like tech stocks and wait for a better opportunity to get back in. Instead, they'll seek the safety of assets like U.S. Treasuries or single out stocks of steady dividend payers with strong balance sheets that pay steady dividends. This is much like the flows we've seen since the start of last year. But signs that the dollar is cratering signal that risk sentiment is beginning to rise. In other words, the currency is becoming more readily available and cheaper to borrow. And recently, the dollar has broken past a third key technical support level, its 200-day moving average. The dollar is headed even lower, which may support a steady, longer-term rally in the S&P 500.
Okay, well, now let's look at the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. It's part of the weekly Commitment of Traders report. What are we seeing from that?
Well, the picture shows us the net non-commercial positioning of speculators. So we want to look at net non-commercial positions because those are one-way bets on a specific commodity or financial product. So that means the speculators aren't using these contracts as a hedge against an underlying position for business purposes. Instead, it's solely to try and make a profit. And typically, the type of speculator will make these large bets is a hedge fund. So this tells us those speculators had been building long positions in the dollar starting in mid 2021, and they kept adding to their positions up until this summer. Back then, the driving force behind these increases was a hawkish Federal Reserve saying it would tighten monetary policy by raising interest rates. But now we can see those same speculators are starting to unwind their longs in the dollar. So the central bank has increased the federal funds target, and while the Fed just raised rates again. However, the amount of dollar exposure is still high, and the 5-year average has been a net long of 18,835 contracts compared with the current long of 24,892 contracts. So in other words, those speculators will be forced to unwind their bets, which will place more downside on the dollar.
And now let's look at the relationship between the dollar and the S&P 500.
The greenback and stocks tend to have an opposite or inverse relationship. When the dollar is rallying, stocks tend to fall, and vice versa. There's a simple logic behind this. The dollar's strength weighs on the sales of U.S. goods abroad because they become more expensive as foreign currencies weaken. Considering roughly 40% of S&P 500 member companies' revenue comes from overseas, you can see why the change would hold weight. In the last decade, we've seen this type of breakdown in the dollar, where it falls sharply and moves below its 200-day moving average, happen twice. In May 2017 and again in May 2020. In each instance, it has pointed to above average returns for the S&P 500. The Fed raised the federal funds target range from 4 to 4.5%, but policymakers are also guiding for a level of 4.75 to 5.25% before they'll consider pausing. And the sooner money managers get a sense of peak interest rates, the sooner they'll become more optimistic about risk assets like stocks, providing support for a rally in the S&P 500.
That would be positive. And if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied.